Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Developers of the proposed Pebble Mine aired an ad on Fox News last night, and Alaska Public Media reports that it seems to have hit home with the president. The ad begins by praising President Trump's regulatory reforms and ends with a direct appeal.
President Trump, continue to stand tall and don't let politics enter the Pebble Mine review process.
Last night, the president tweeted a statement echoing the final words of that ad, quote, "Don't worry, wonderful and beautiful Alaska, there will be no politics in the Pebble Mine review process," unquote. Opponents of Pebble prefer the tweets of the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., who tweeted last month that the headwaters of Bristol Bay are too unique and fragile to put at risk. The federal government is reestablishing an Arctic Energy Office in Fairbanks. According to a release from Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Department of Energy Office will be based at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and, quote, ensure greater collaboration between our state's innovators and the Department of Energy's cutting-edge researchers, unquote. The release says Congress initially established the office in 2001 through the National Defense Authorization Act. The new office will be located adjacent to UAF's Alaska Center for Energy and Power. Center Director Gwen Holdman says the office has languished in recent years.
So it's existed, but there really wasn't a lot of activity over the last several years. And so we're excited about this kind of revitalization or renewed interest in the Arctic. And hopefully the Arctic Energy Office will be a great convening entity to help with collaboration.
Holman says the office's renewal fits into a broader effort to increase work between university and national laboratory researchers in three fields.
The general thematic areas of energy, science, and then security.
Holman says staffing levels and any specific projects are still under discussion by the DOE. I'm Dan Bross.